On today's episode, Jamie and I chat about our stay at Hard Rock Hotel last month, and we go over the room, the amenities, and our first experience with staying at club level. This is episode 27 of the Captured Magic Universal podcast. Well, hello everybody and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee and I'm joined as usual by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. Well, I should say Jamie usually hosts, so I'm hosting today because she might lose her voice. So Jamie, how are you doing?
Well, I think you just said it. I have a little bit of a frog in my throat. So yeah, Jared's going to do most of the talking.
I'll at least guide it because we didn't know if you're, which it was getting better and then it like randomly tonight like cracked again, so you sound like prepubescent boy
a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, normally Jamie has this question, but I will ask you. What is your favorite island at Islands of Adventure?
My favorite island at Islands of Adventure, I mean, the obvious choice would be Hogsmeade. You know, like it's the most well themed and it's
right
Harry Potter, and I love Harry Potter. But if I didn't say the obvious choice, I would say Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I like Jurassic Park. I wish there was more in there other than a giant water drop ride and Velocicoaster.
Well, there's the Raptor Encounter. There's right. The kids area.
Yeah, I know.
There's that Burger Digs, which we've never eaten at.
I just mean like as main attractions.
Oh, of those well, are the two I like ones. All of those. So,
well, I'm
that's
just,
why it's my favorite.
Me personally, I'm not really big into. I've ridden the water ride, which that thing is. It feels like it's like a vertical drop.
It's really not that big. Like I think if you went on again, you'll be like, oh, this is not a big.
Well,
deal.
Maybe as I remember riding it in my. I don't know, my early 20s. I remember just being like, I didn't realize it was that big of a drop. But no, I mean, you know, it's a cool land. I would say, if I agree with you, Hogsmeade's my favorite, but probably, I mean, I just like Marvel's, like the comic book area, even though I'm bitter, I wish that Disney had it because they could do cooler stuff with it. But, I like that area. But.
Superhero Island.
Yeah.
It's got some. I figure that's what you'd say.
Well, it's got some, like the comic book store is actually pretty cool. Like it's actually got some. Which I'm surprised by. I don't know what that, how the contract is set up, but there's like actual signed stuff in there by like Chris Hemsworth and like Chris Evans. Like, I don't know. That contract's weird. So they actually have some Marvel, you know, MCU type stuff in there that you can get. But
interesting.
Yeah, like limited edition comics and stuff like that. So it's actually a cool like little area.
But. What's funny is that there's four rides in that line in that island, and you've only ridden one.
That's probably what most people have done, though.
Because you haven't done Doctor Doom. You haven't done Storm Force Accelerator. And you haven't done
Storm Hulk. The Force Accelerator. I need to do that next time because our daughter would like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it? I think it's open again. So, yeah.
I think so. It seems like every time we've been there, it's been down. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I don't ride Hulk, and I'm not really big on. I'm just not big on heights and big drops. So, a lot of stuff at Universal gets.
Sure.
Is not for me on that front. But, yeah. So, well, I was going to say anything new, but we just went to Universal and did a couple of things. So this one we are going to talk about. We did Christmas at Universal, and then we are, while we're there, which we already did that episode. That was the last episode. We stayed at Hard Rock, and we never stayed there.
Right.
And it was the first time when we, well, we'll talk about when we check in. So we'll talk about Hard Rock. But before we do that,
okay.
We just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Captured Magic Network. We obviously have the Captured Magic main show, the Captured Magic Disney podcast, which is the main one, where we talk about Disney World. That's every Thursday, and you can catch it on the main feed, or if you're listening to this one on the main feed, either way, you can go to cteam.show to check that out as well. We also have Trip Tales, the Jamie's Trip Report show, where she has somebody on the show, and they go over their Disney trip in great detail, and it's a really good resource if you're, you know, planning a trip and want some input from people that just went. So that is twice a month now. You can catch it on the main CTM feed. And you can also go to ctmtriptales.com. Plus, if you are looking for additional content and want to help support the show and help us to continue to operate, fund operations, you can join Club 32. And part of Club 32 is you get early access to Trip Tales. You also get access to our Club 32 exclusive shows. You get Distory, which is our past, present, and future show where we talk about something Disney related. In that sense, we have, listen, we got live streams from the parks where Disney Universal. We have live streams from home. We do a Cool Kids Kitchen live stream where we make a Disney dish. And actually, on Friday, we made the red velvet whoopie pies that you can find in Hollywood Studios.
Yes, we did. And an eggnog drink.
We did make an eggnog drink. That's true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But they both turned out very good. So then we do those once a month. We also have Club 32 Speakeasy, where I'll just go live on the back porch and chat with everybody. And those are always a good time. We also have a private podcast feed in that group, so you can get all the content on there. There's a private Facebook group. Like we said, early access to episodes. You get actually Club 32 specific apparel. There's discounts on Sea Team apparel. There's discounts on 1901 Candle Company candles, all sorts of stuff. So if you want to join there, you can go to ctmvip.com, and you can go yearly or monthly option and go check it out. And, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention our great travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you're looking to go to Disney or Universal, head on over to travelwithzip.com. And if you go to that link, there's a little form there. Just fill that out. Whatever details about an upcoming trip you've got, just put them in there. And they will get you hooked up with an agent. And basically, it just help you plan a great trip. And it's no cost to you. So it doesn't cost you any extra. You get basically free help for your trip. And we use them all the time. They make our lives much easier. And it's just basically like a free travel resource, really. So we love them. We use them, like we said, all the time. And if you book at least a 3-night package through that link, we will throw in some goodies as well. So you get a free t-shirt from us. You'll get $10 in shop credit. And then Zip will leave you a gift at your hotel as well. And some people have asked if you do have a trip planned either on your own or with another travel agency or something like that. You potentially can move it over to them. You just have to fill out that form, tell them what you've got, and then you can talk to them. So there's specifics to go into that, but it is possible to do that. I wouldn't know those exact details, but you can head on over there. They'll get you fixed up and all that stuff. So, all right. Let's talk about Hard Rock Hotel.
Okay.
I guess first we'll just talk about, it's at Universal Studios. So...
Universal Orlando Resort.
Yes. So as like most of the Universal hotels, they're very close in proximity to each other for the most part. Mm-hmm. The values, Surfside and Dockside are further away than the other ones, but they're still not that far away.
I mean, Universal Studios Orlando, it's a very compact area. I mean, they have a lot of things in a very small area. So you're right. Yeah, they're far away, but Hard Rock Hotel... Where is that?
Well, it's within walking distance. It's like maybe a 10-15 minute walk.
Not even that. I clocked it at 5.
Okay.
Well, and it was just off. Me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very quick walk, and then you are literally at Hollywood Studio, or excuse me, at Universal Studios, basically.
Yeah. For comparison, when I was doing Halloween Horror Nights, and they use a lot of the backstage areas to enter the houses, the haunted houses, or the scare houses, whatever they call it. And like we were going behind Woody Woodpecker roller coaster back there, Curious George, mm-hmm. that backstage area, you can see the back of Hard Rock Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Like it backed up into... the backstage areas. Okay. So it is very close.
Yeah. Definitely very close. So getting to City Walk is, super quick.
Just walk there.
They have water transportation as well. But in my opinion, I don't know why you just wouldn't walk unless you just wanted to take it.
I mean, yeah. And like you have to wait. It's only run 15 every 15, 20 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
And it shares. Does it share a boat with Portofino?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I think they switched up that boat because the last time we would have taken it, I think they changed that stuff up now. But
okay.
I mean, unless the boat was showing up right when you were getting there, I would just say you'd walk and you would be right there. But
yeah, and the boat will take you all the way under the bridge and then into like the waterway that's in between City Walk and like the Hard Rock Cafe and all that stuff.
So it'll basically drop you
past you.
Yeah, it'll basically drop you off in the middle of City Walk.
Sure,
which is nice, but. We kind of got ahead of ourselves here. I was talking about where Hard Rock is. So let's talk about it's fine. Talk about the check-in process. How you did that part? So how was that?
Yes, I did. So we had booked for 2 nights, November 18th through 20th. So it was like a Thursday through Saturday. And when I checked in, it was kind of busy up there, and there were a lot of people standing there. And when I, you know, give her information, everything, it took a little bit. Like she had to call and like talk to somebody on reservations to see like I'm checking in. I was like, they usually don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of odd. And when she got off the phone, she said that we had been upgraded. I was like, oh, thank you. And we had been upgraded to a two queen garden view club level.
Mm-hmm.
Which we had just booked a two queen garden view, just standard, like no club level. So that was really nice. And you know, people always ask like how you can get these upgrades. There's really no way to get them. It's purely luck.
You know what I mean? Yeah, for sure. I mean,
if you ask for an upgrade to a room, they'll charge you.
Well,
but
yeah.
if it's their decision, they'll it's for
I don't,
free.
I think this is the first time St. Universal we've ever had just like a free upgrade like that. That I recall.
I think you're right.
No, it was a nice surprise and all that stuff like that. So yeah, the check-in. So that part was fantastic about the check-in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, the check-in process for Universal Hotels, Lowe's Hotels, we've talked about this before, can be like it takes a while. Like there's a lot of information they have to gather from you, and it's not like Disney at all.
It's like how most hotels are. How Disney does it is very different than most hotels.
Right? I like how Disney does it. It's very quick.
I mean, if you stay anywhere else other than Disney, it's basically the same process. So it's just that's kind of how it is there. But
right, you can do online check-in, like mobile check-in. You still have to go to the desk and to get your keys and to like put some more information in. So it doesn't really save you a lot of time. So that's why I never do it. But that is an option.
Yes, for sure. Well, I guess where we're in the check-in area, what do you think of the lobby?
Lobby's cool.
I actually really like this lobby.
It's not grand. Like it's not high ceilings or anything like that. But it's
nice. it definitely feels upscale. It definitely has I think it's on purpose. It has this kind of like a Vegas type feel to it. Obviously it's all music based. So you've got in the middle part, we were there, they had a big, there's like a, you go straight in and there's almost like you go down a very short steps, like maybe three or four steps. And there's like seating area in there.
It's a pit.
It's kind of like, I think it's a bar at night and there's seating all over the lobby.
Yeah.
There's TVs that play music videos and things like that. So it's, and we were in there, had a Christmas tree up there. So the ambiance is really cool.
Yeah.
You can overlook the back area there on the windows.
They have like, pictures, like I think they're mosaics of rock stars. Like
yeah,
I think Taylor Swift was there, Elvis.
I don't remember exactly all of them there, but they had quite a few.
Two more, maybe. But yeah, they were everywhere.
I mean, Taylor Swift is the rockiest of rock stars. She's.
Well, I'm just saying.
When I think of,
I saw her up there.
When I think of Rebel Yell, I'm like Taylor Swift.
You stop it. You stop it now. So like when you first walk in the doors, check-in's on the right. And then the pits in front of you, and then onto the left is like Bell Services.
Yeah,
and it's a pretty big area for Bell Services.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I was kind of surprised by that, but
well, and something to note here because of Bell Services is so we had our own car. So when you drop off, you can't just go because Jamie went and grabbed a cart to use, and so they have to have the cart, and then they take it to your room. So.
It's like most like higher end hotels do.
Yeah, and me being somebody that usually gets my own luggage, I was like, okay, fine, because it's either that or you just have to take your own. And I was like, okay,
right.
But
that's fine.
But yeah, so I guess we can talk about that. So they took our luggage, and by the time I parked the car and got up there, they already had the luggage in the room, so it was very quick.
It was very fast. Yeah. He beat me and the kids up there.
Okay, well, that's quicker than Disney a lot of times.
Yeah,
so
yeah, they were very fast.
Yeah, so obviously, club level's up on the 7th floor. They drop out the luggage, which leads us into, we can talk about the room.
By the way, this was around 3:30, so we've checked in right around where you're supposed to. So yeah. Our room was ready. So.
Yeah, okay. What did you think about the room?
So I had seen pictures of these rooms before, and I knew that they had like accents of like pink. It was more like a lot of gray, like a grayscale with like pink thrown in there. I wasn't sure if I'd like it or not. I actually thought it was kind of cool.
I didn't mind
it at all.
I liked the decor of it. It was definitely fitting for the hotel. It was pretty spacious. Uh-huh. Most of the Lowe's hotels, Universal hotels, they seem to have a little bit more spacious versus Disney and the studios.
Yeah, I felt like that. Especially, but the bathrooms are very small.
Bathrooms are small. Thing. You do notice the space when the distance between the bed and like the TV area, They definitely have more. And then this one, they had the two queen beds. You had the dresser in front. You had the TV. And then there was a side area. Had like a side table, a little desk area. So there's quite a few extra little things over there. But I felt like for a studio room, it was had a lot of space.
It had like stools. They had two stools with the higher table.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. And there's enough room. We still have the pack and play for Baby Thor, so we were able to put that in there.
That was a perfect place for it, too.
Yeah. So yeah. That fits in there well. So if you've got a little one, that works. They did have one of the decorations with a mirror that had the heights of different celebrities on it.
Yeah. It was just written in like white paint or whatever. Yeah. And it had, I forgot who the tallest one was, but I know Justin Timberlake was on there.
Is Snoop Dogg, I think, was 6'3", 6'4", something like that. Yeah, I can't remember.
But yeah, quite a few like rock stars.
I think James Taylor maybe the
tallest.
Was
it James Taylor? I think he was on there. But, so that's a kind of cool feature to see how tall you are compared to the others.
Yeah. I was going to say it did have its own little very small kitchenette area.
Yes.
But not very big. Like I said, the bathroom itself. So there was a little bit of a sink towel area, and then you walked in there was a bathroom, like shower and bathroom, which that area was pretty basic and pretty small.
Yeah, so this is kind of weird. So, you know, they had this, like Jared said, they had this separate sink area with there was lots of counter space. I felt like there was lots of counter space.
Yeah.
The good lighting and everything, and a lot of shelf underneath. But in the actual room with the toilet and the shower, there was another tiny sink.
Very small sink.
Like, I was like, okay, thanks.
I mean, I guess, it's nice to have. It was just very small.
Yeah, it was. But I've noticed that about the Lowe's hotels, the bathrooms tend to be small.
I'm guessing they decided probably like to just make the bathroom small to give people more room in the room itself, which, you know, it's one of those things where if I'm being honest, I would probably rather have more room in the actual living space area versus the bathroom. So even though you can, you know, we can talk about say the bathrooms were smaller, if I was to be given the choice, I probably would rather have more room.
Yeah.
In the room where, you know, the beds and stuff are. So if that's what they did, which I'm guessing they may be what they did, I get it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. We had a view of the, like I said, it was a garden view, but we could see the water, like the waterway that the boats use.
Yeah.
And we could see the walkway.
It was basically a window right to the walkway that heads to Universal Studios.
Yeah.
So.
And this is on the 7th floor. So club level is on the 7th floor, only club level there. And
you have to scan your card to go to the 7th floor.
Yep, you have to use your key card to access the elevators, which is fancy.
Well, and some of the, I've noticed lately, going up to the, like if you're going down to the lobby, you don't have to, if you're going up to any of the floors, and I know this was the dockside, you have to use your room key to do it. So when everything first reopened and we did that, I don't think they were doing that very much.
I don't remember.
But lately I've noticed that that's what you have to do, which,
yeah,
you know, it's not a big deal. But some people just don't know it. They get in there, they can't move, and they don't know what's going on. But
yeah,
it's usually if you get in an elevator and it's not going anywhere, you probably have to use your room key to get it to go up. Yeah. So, all right. Well, since anything else you want about the room before we go?
I don't think so. They were, the beds were fine. You didn't sleep very well in them.
Yeah.
But you never did.
Universal beds aren't my favorite. I mean, Disney beds are definitely more comfortable. I'm not a big fan of Universal's beds and their pillows, if I'm being
totally
honest. Their pillows are like the type that you could have five piled up and it seems like you still get to the bottom.
Sink right down. Those
taco pillows. I mean, I don't know. The bed's not terrible. It's just, it's that old adage. I saw somebody the other day saying, like, when you were younger, you could sleep on the floor for 8 hours without a problem. The older you get, the more, like, you need a very specific bed setup and you need fans. And then
absolutely.
I maybe that's a bit of it as I've gotten older, but I just don't find the beds as comfortable at Universal as I do at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just preference, though. Because I like more of a firm bed, and they're definitely softer.
Universals are softer,
at Universal, so.
Yeah.
Just something to note.
Something to note. Okay.
Well, since we got upgraded to club level, let's talk about club level.
Before we go on, I want to mention we had booked some reservations for the restaurants at the hotel, and we canceled those because of club level.
Well, we canceled them for partially because of that. Partially also, we were already doing Christmas Universal.
I mean, yeah, we had a lot going on.
And then we were staying at Hard Rock. So it was basically two episodes. And then, right, we would have had to, like, then we'd have had another lined up. So we basically were just like, well,
yeah,
let's just basically, like, dig into club level. Don't worry about the restaurants and then be able to report back on that. So it was kind of just had so much content, it didn't make any sense to go review a restaurant we already had that would have been put us into January.
Yeah.
So
true.
But yeah, so club level. I had only stayed club level one time in my entire life. And that was
when San Diego.
We went to San Diego and your old job and your old boss took us out there.
Yep.
And now I don't remember that club level being as nice as this one, I will say. But
I don't. You know, we only used it like once or twice on that trip. So,
So for those that don't know, what is club level?
Club level is basically a concierge level. So like, there's like a lounge you can go into pretty much all hours of the day. And there's certain times that have, special offerings. So like a breakfast, you can have like a continental breakfast. So everything, but like in nothing hot. But you can do like cereals, breads. They had one savory option.
Yeah. Well, I will say, so I guess we can talk about, so yeah, you're right. Club level is there's food and different, and you go hang out in there and there's TVs. Like it's like a club lounge you would think of. Yeah. But I was going to say we could talk about what they have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What I'm talking about right now.
Oh, I was just making it clear before we did it. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, this is the set time. They have continental breakfast, right, which is this. Again, one savory option. They have bagels. They have pastries. They have muffins, cereals.
They had huge donuts.
Donuts. Yeah, they had a lot of – they have a lot to choose from.
A lot of – I will say with the club over here, a lot of sugar.
Well, sure.
Lots of sugar. Lots Absolutely. Of carbs and sugar.
Yes.
Which is, they're cheaper, so I get it.
Absolutely.
That's what they do. But the savory one that was hot, it was like a egg and, what was it again? It had like egg
there
and
was
cheese.
A souffle. There kind was a of quiche thing. Yeah. thing. Yep.
And it all was, I mean, all was really good. It also had drink. You could get, they had a coffee machine, so you could do like hot chocolate, cappuccinos, those sort of machines. The hot chocolate was pretty good. I tried some of the other drinks, like cappuccino, and it was not good. I would honestly say, I've had better cappuccino, quote unquote, at like a gas station cappuccino machine than I had at this one. But they did have it. They also had, you could get water, you could get sodas, milk, juice, stuff like that was like all the time.
Yeah, there was always a cooler that was open. You had access to that 24/7. I think, well, sorry, from like 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes, it wasn't 24 hours.
No, it was just until 9.
Yeah.
So that was breakfast. And then, in the mid-afternoon, what was it like? No, it was like 12 to 1 or 12 to 1:30.
They called it like afternoon recharge.
Is that what it's called?
It wasn't called lunch. It was like afternoon recharge.
But it's just like snacks. It's just like pretzels and
granola bars, cookies.
Uh-huh.
I think they had some fruit. So just pretty basic stuff like that.
Yep. Then they had an evening. I forgot what they called the evening one. But it was basically like, almost just kind of like a amuse bouche, if you will. So it was like appetizers.
Did you sneeze? What is amuse bouche?
Amuse bouche. That's a French. It's like mini appetizers, kind of.
Oh, I just want to remind you, I am from the north side of Springfield, where we did not.
That's the name for
it. If someone walked in and said, "Oh, this is the amuse bouche," I'd been like, we just stared at you, like, who, what?
Okay, sorry. Like tiny little, yes. So like pre-appetizers, basically.
I just want you to know in this situation, you're like Carlton from Fresh Prince, the fancy one that knows all the cool things. And everyone's just like, what?
Yeah, that's me. I'm Carlton, sure.
With your sweaters.
Yeah, the sweaters.
I love that show. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
So what kind of things do they have at the evening?
So we only got to do this once. Because we had to go, they had to pray the next night. So they've got, when we did it, they had like chicken wings.
They did have chicken
which were really good.
Yeah.
They also had a macaroni and cheese that was very good. Like it was like crusted and it had like the bread topping or the panko stuff on top. Mm-hmm. This is also the time where you could get alcohol. So they would serve you alcohol. I believe it was like 5 to 7:30.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. Like 5 to 7 or something.
So, in much like with Universal, is no matter where you're at Universal, you can only get one alcoholic drink per ID.
Okay.
So, even if you were sitting there, they would only give you one. So, they would pour, they had a whole thing set up a little bit outside. It was like in the little lobby area of the lounge. And then you walk up and they would pour you. So, but they had beers, they had wine, seltzers, things of that nature. So, we had a couple of drinks. In that we didn't do much in that, but the food was good. Like, and that was when they had hot food that was cooked.
Yeah.
But there was the only thing I would say about the chicken wings, there was no like dipping sauces.
Oh no.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that's usually pretty good with chicken wings, but the chicken wings were. It was almost like fried chicken, not as much what you think of like Buffalo Wild Wings. It was like more closer to traditional fried chicken.
What else do they have besides wings and macaroni and cheese? I'm drawing a blank. The next day we weren't there for, we had just talked to somebody else that had that day. And they had empanadas.
Yeah, so I think they switched it up. I mean, other than that, they had your basics, the sides. So I think they had different types of like...
they had carrots. And
yeah, fruits and veggies you could get. Yeah. I think at all times it was like you could still get the different types of like pastries as well you could get.
Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, so that food was good. So if you want to, you know, partake in the alcoholic beverages, you got to do that from 5 to 7. So,
yep.
And then remember, just get one per person. And then at night, right before bed,
from, I think it's just 8 to 9. I think it's just an hour.
Something. Maybe it's, yeah, somewhere around
it's
there.
It's like nighttime desserts or something.
I think they call it like, it's something about bedtime.
Bedtime desserts.
I would say it's not the best thing I would recommend before bed because it's basically just sugar. So it was cookies, it was cake, pastries.
It was delicious.
It was all really good. There was like carrot cake and chocolate chip cookies and sugar cookies and red velvet cake, pumpkin pie, like just tons of stuff. And it was very, very good. It was just very sugary. And so when you give that to a 5 and a 2-year-old, that's
before bed.
Yeah, it's maybe not the not our proudest moment of parenting, maybe. They eventually went to bed, but
eventually. Yeah, it's just not wise, if you will.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, they had like little pumpkin, little pumpkin pies,
muffins,
red velvet muffins.
They had cupcakes, which were very frosting heavy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But yeah, so I mean, it was things like that. So basically, the only type I would say, only time you would get real food to have would be like breakfast and then like dinner. Everything else would be like snacks.
Yeah.
Me being a protein person, dinner was really the only time you're ever going to get protein there. So, but again, it was all really good. They have tons of things. The staff was really nice. They had coloring pages and crayons for kids as well. You could go hang out in there too. Like if you want to go do work and things like that, you could hang out in the lounge during the day. But no, it was, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. And really too, I think normally, how much is the add-on for club level?
Not much. We looked and it would have been $80 more a night
okay.
to do club level.
Because I talked to somebody that, listener Rebecca, that she said they always do club level there because it actually saves them money. Because their kids are always, first of all, they have three kids, but the kids are always snacking. So it actually could be something that ends up saving you money because if you have kids especially and they're always wanting to eat food, you could just send them in there. And they can just eat food all day long, and it's not going to cost you any extra. So, and that's pretty reasonable for club level. And I really, honestly, like we were talking about, like I think it's actually kind of worth it.
I mean, I agree. We enjoyed it a lot. Yeah. I mean, it was just awesome to be able to just go in there and get a bottle of water.
Yes, that was the nice part. Go get like a soda or a water or milk or something like that. Just be able to go in there and grab it and head out. And you could, and they would give you stuff too. So for breakfast and whatever. They had to-go containers and even bags they would give you. So we were there for breakfast. I wanted to take some stuff because they did what did they have for breakfast? It was really good. It was a drawing a blank now. I can't remember now. But they had a really good sweet thing that was there for breakfast. And
they had like the turnovers.
That's what it was. It was cinnamon. It was a cinnamon roll. And then they had one of the donuts, so these huge donuts, and one of them they had the Fruity Pebbles donuts, which I always enjoy.
Oh, that's right.
So I asked them if I could get something to go because I was going to take it into the park and eat later. So they gave me like three or four things and a bags to take. So they don't even care if you take it with you. So it's very much a nice resource to have. So I would say the club level is worth it, especially if you got kids. Unless you're just going to be in the parks all day, every day and not take a break. But if you're going to take a break and do other things like that, and given Universal Parks close at 7 now.
Well, they did. Yeah. When it's colder, they did. Yeah.
It's definitely something that you could, utilize. So I enjoyed it myself. So would you agree?
Yes, I very much enjoyed it. And, I know that the Disney price difference for club level is more.
Yes. And that's why I was shocked to see what club level there was.
That's why we're just like, what? Oh, also too, there were quite a few people that I saw at check-in that were also on our floor. So I think they were upgrading a lot of people.
they may have been. It was one of those times, like right whenever a lunch or a dinner or whatever would start, there would be quite a few people. So it was a good idea to just be there. I happened to be in there like once or twice right when they started bringing it out. So I was able to get it right when it came out. But it would get a line. So that's something to think about.
Yeah.
Especially for any of the alcohol, which isn't too
surprising. Well, of course.
Anything else you want to add about club level?
No, I think that's basically it. I mean, it's one of those things it's a nice perk to have. But if it's worth it to you, it just depends on how much you're paying and how much you utilize it and all that stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, for instance, baby Thor ate basically everything. Our daughter, is eating more things. So if your kids do eat a decent amount of stuff, especially with kids, I think it's probably worth it. So, and again, the staff is great. I enjoy it. The room in there is a little small. So if you do have a stroller, like there's a few times the staff was nice enough to make a way for us to get out of there with the stroller. But sometimes if you take a stroller in there and it's busy, it can be a little tight to get it out of there.
Right.
So probably my recommendation would be leave the stroller out if you can. Just because if it gets packed in there, you kind of get stuck and then you got to ask people to move and you feel bad. So,
right.
All right. Let's talk about the amenities here at Hard Rock.
Let's start with the restaurants. So the signature restaurant in this hotel is the Palm Restaurant, which is basically like based on the New York restaurant, like the steakhouse place. It's like supposed to be like famous. And it's just,
right.
Okay.
I've eaten there many times.
But yeah, so there's that one. There's also a place called The Kitchen, and it's more casual. You don't need reservations, but I mean, it's always a good idea to make them.
I mean, they recommend it.
They recommend
it. But you don't have to. Which when we were there, I didn't see that very packed in there.
I didn't either. They'd have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there as well. And then Emac and Bolio's is the, I guess, grab and go, quick service.
It's an interesting
marketplace area.
It's an interesting spot in there. So it's quick service, grab and go. They had coffee, ice cream, sandwiches, pizza. One thing I will say about everything here at Hard Rock is there was no place to just get a burger. There was a night where
at the
hour, which wasn't even that late.
The pool bar
there is, but the pool bar was closed at the time.
Right,
and it was only like 9 o'clock at night, I think.
Yeah,
but
it was weird.
Couldn't get a burger. I had to go off property to go try and get a burger. I'll just say I tried two Burger Kings. They were both open. Nobody that worked there apparently wanted to work. So then I was forced to go to McDonald's, it was like a block party at McDonald's. It was strange. So the adventure to get a couple of burgers took me about an hour and a half.
And something else I want to mention about the restaurants before we move on to something else is that the Palm, the Kitchen, the poolside bar, all of those you can only access through the outside. Like you're not in the hotel and then you go into the restaurant. You have to go outside to get to the inside, except for Emac and Bolio's. But it was like that at Portofino too.
Yeah. I think it may just be how they set those up.
Yeah. It's an interesting, thing.
I was just going to say, if you do have to go off property to go get something, don't go to Burger King.
Okay. Well,
apparently at night too, I was told by multiple people the Burger Kings are iffy. So, McDonald's is there if you need a burger later at night, but they don't have it on. I even tried. I went up to the front desk because I was like, I knew that NBC Grill and Brew did to go, But I couldn't find, so I went up and asked a couple of workers. They called around, and literally, like, there was, apparently to do the to-go order there, you had to go there physically to do it. Because I was just going to walk over there, because we were so close to City Walk, I would just walk over there, pick it up, and come back. But that was only, that was odd, because we just wanted a burger. And I was like, okay, well, we can't apparently get a burger anywhere. But Emac Cambolio's, though, was interesting, because they had the sandwiches, which you had the sandwich. Did you like it, one of the sandwiches there?
It was okay. It really wasn't anything special, to be honest.
Yeah, it was interesting. So they had, oddly enough, they had very good priced like alcoholic drinks. So they had some pre-made mixed drinks that were like a margarita and one that was like a Kentucky Mule. And they were like in a can. They were like $5 a piece. And I think some of the beers were $5 a piece. So that was actually kind of interesting. They even had a selection of bourbons and hard alcohol, other liquors you could get. But they had a lot of ice cream and shakes and stuff. So they had a lot of different things in there. And it was open. It was kind of weird. It was open pretty late, I think till midnight. So if you needed a grab-and-go spot, that would be a pretty... It's small in there, but it had a lot of different stuff in there, I would say.
Yeah.
But, all right, anything else on the amenities we want to discuss? There's probably way more.
The gym. You went worked out at the gym for like 45 minutes.
Yeah. It was a decent, pretty decent gym. It had, you know, your treadmills, most of your elliptical machines. Dumbbells went up to 50. Pretty basic stuff. They had a cable machine. It's probably about
Mandara Spa.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably about the same as you're going to find at most of... The only thing I would say, I went in there when it was dark. It was really dark in there. There was not much lighting. I mean, for a gym, it was very dark.
Yeah.
Almost to the point I was looking around and the lights were all on. It's just very... It's got a lot of windows in there, so I'm sure during the day it's well lit. But I'd say most of the gyms at Universal and the Loews Hotels are pretty much the same, even at the values. So yeah. I think they're kind of straightforward, just kind of like that. But it was fine. I was able to have a good workout. So they had some machines.
It's called Body Rock Fitness Center.
That makes sense.
And the Mandara Spa, you have to go to Portofino for that. So I was wrong. I was wrong about that. But yeah.
I did. Yeah, I walk in. My body was rocked.
Oh, dang.
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, wow.
There's also jogging and walking paths around the hotel, which is nice. They're also, and this is the thing with all Loews Hotels, I believe, is that they are pet friendly. So you just have to pay a deposit, make sure your dog has all their immunizations and all the stuff, and you can bring them.
Okay.
Some people want to know that.
I know.
Disney has particulars, but yeah. Loews is pretty, they're pretty like good about that kind of stuff. So, and it is a convention hotel, like, kind of.
Yeah.
Like there is meeting space, so that's something to think about. And then they have a giant pool, which we didn't get to do because we were so busy.
And it was kind of cold.
It was like 60 degrees.
Yeah, it wasn't really swimming weather too much, but the pool area was really cool.
It was big, a giant water slide, hot tubs, sand volleyball. They had like a play area for the kids. It's got that beach club pool bar. Mm-hmm. They were talking about, I believe there was, air hockey table.
Yeah,
I
think a lot of that Loews Hotels have that out there.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Like I said, we did not get to access that. And also, if you stay at Hard Rock Hotel, maybe this might be different. What in the future when they're done, but they were doing construction on the outside of the building and there was scaffolding up on the outside of the building near the pool area. And they were working on it over there. But I don't know if this had anything to do with the fact that the walkway from the pool to get on the main walkway to get to City Walk was closed.
I think it had to do with that. The construction.
Okay. Yeah. So it was not accessible. So you had to go through, like had to go a different way, a little like farther away, like you were going to the boat.
Right.
Like the boat launch, which we were not doing, but you had kind of had to walk out of the way. So FYI, if you ever stay there in the future and there's no construction going on, faster way to get to the walkway is to go through the pool and take the walkway that way instead of going around the back way like we had to.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Just wanted to mention that.
Fair enough.
I think that's it for amenities. They have a gift shop, but they all have gift shops.
They all have gift shops.
And there was like clothes in like glass cases from people that had donated, like Jennifer Lopez's dress was in a glass glass chest or glass case. Remember, like, yeah, the white one?
Yeah, they had a few.
I can't remember the other two, but yeah, they
had
a bunch of that.
I felt the magic.
Oh, stop it.
I was like, wow.
Easy, buddy.
This guy wore that shirt at that show. My life
is
complete. They did have those, yeah.
Okay.
If you're into the clothing that was worn at certain events, it was there.
and they usually have kids stuff going on, but they didn't really have any of those. Like the, you know, the, like Disney has with the kids club areas or whatever. You know, they used to do that.
Yeah.
They're not doing any of those right now either, so.
Yeah. I mean, definitely when I think of this hotel, they don't want kids, but it's not, I wouldn't think of like a, being a kid, super kid friendly hotel. Like it's not geared toward kids. I'll put it that way.
Right.
Not that they kick kids out, but it's just, you know, it's not like, wouldn't think of it as kids first sort of thing.
Right.
all right. Anything else on amenities?
I don't think so. Just the boat launch. They do have buses.
They do have buses. And again, I mean, I don't know why.
But the bus is only to Volcano Bay.
Yeah. I mean, there'd be no reason to take them to the park. I mean, you can, like I said, the walk to get there, like Jamie said, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not a long walk by any means.
Just
walk. I mean, the only time it's not the best is it was raining a little bit when we were there. So if you're walking back, it starts raining. You're going to get a little wet. But that's, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. But
right.
We were talking about the location of it. So I guess we can talk about overall, what were your thoughts? What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10 and anything else?
So this was between this one and Portofino. It sometimes goes back and forth between which is higher priced. Mm-hmm. And I chose this weekend and the days I chose because the AP discount was like pretty good. So I feel like the price that we paid for these two nights and what we got for it was very good.
Yeah.
I feel it was very good. Overall, my experience, especially with club level location to Universal, the room, the hotel in general, for Universal, I'm going to say a 9.
Yeah. I mean, it's
an 8.5. Maybe.
My only complaint, and it's very strange, when you're on Universal, if you're staying at Cabana Bay, they literally have the best burger, one of the best burgers I've had at quick service that's in Cabana Bay's quick food area.
So your complaint is with the food.
Not the food in general. Just a burger, really. Just a quick burger. Because Emac and Bowl, the only thing I would say the downside is the quick and grab stuff there was like pizzas and sandwiches.
There was no meat.
There was no just a
or
burger.
Beef. There's no beef.
Burger, a chicken sandwich, something like that. So,
well, they had chicken sandwiches. They did not have beef.
Well, certain type of chicken sandwiches, but there wasn't a huge selection, I'll just say. So, I wish they had something like that here, like what you have over at Cabana Bay. Because at Cabana Bay is like quick service there. It's one of the best I've had.
It's really good.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I would say lacking here is like a quick service with just that types of food. Even more, they had some grab and go stuff, but nothing like they even have at Cabana Bay. It was like that whole area is huge on stuff you can get. But that would really be the only thing I would say is lacking. I'd say 8.5. I really enjoyed, maybe 9, I don't know, somewhere around there. I agree with you. I enjoyed it, especially club level was really nice. The location, actually given location, I'll say 9 because you're so close. You can just I've talked about before not having to go through that main area of City Walk to get in and taking the boats over there. This even beats that because you just walk straight there.
Absolutely,
so in the security line getting there was, you might be 2-3 people deep. It's not bad. And if you're going to studios, I mean, you're just boom right there. So, I enjoyed it. I thought the theming, it's not my traditional theming. I like other hotels that have different type of theming, but it was, as the hotel goes, it was nice. The amenities were good. If it was warmer, we would use the pool a lot more. It just wasn't warm.
Sure, yeah.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
So, like, let me ask you, we have yet to stay at Royal Pacific, which we are staying there in February, but, compared to Portofino, which room did you like better? We stayed at Portofino back in May. If you remember that, talking to the listeners now, if you guys remember that review, we We weren't the biggest fans of that room.
Portofino seemed a little bit older to me. That room seemed, it seemed, I remember it seeming really dark. And just need a little bit of an update. I would probably say I did like at Portofino how it overlooked that the whole Bay Area.
Oh, we had a wonderful view.
Like the view wise was really cool. Like it's interesting with that because like the theming of that and everything was so unique and cool. I enjoyed. Oh, that's a tough one. What about you? What do you think between those two?
Oh, I like Hard Rock a lot better in the room.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture the... I do remember Portofino having a bigger bathroom.
It was giant.
It was, like, very, very big. But, the like, I remember having weird space in there. And I remember the pack play didn't fit that well. So, yeah, I was. I think the Hard Rock room made a little bit more sense. It was a little bit easier to navigate a tad bit more. I mean, we also... I mean, it was nice being club level, so that's what I think of, too. But the room itself...
Yeah.
Probably a bit more updated, a little newer, but... yeah, I mean, both, though, are so different, and, like, they offer such unique things. Sure. But, yeah, I mean, I would say with location, yeah, I'll go 9. I, like I said, the really only weak spot for me was just some of the quick service, or, yeah, the easy-to-grab stuff. But,
yeah,
you know, that happens. Yeah.
And that's a 9 for, and this is for me, but the 9 for Universal. I'm not comparing anything with Disney right now.
Right, no, I agree, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Because if I'm going to pair Hard Rock to, like, Riviera... Wilson.
Well, that's okay. Obviously,
that is a different ballgame.
Yes. No, I would agree. I mean, given the location of Universal, like how, especially just how close that was. But I will say the lack of food, quick service wise, kind of made up for it with the fact that we were club level. So maybe that, you know, just think about doing that maybe. But no, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I would stay here again.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I probably would do. I would probably pay and get club level next time.
Yeah,
because it really is, you know, kind of you can make it worth it, especially because given you can take food back to your room.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could really make it worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Yep. It was a wonderful experience.
Well, I agree. Great. You know what else is a wonderful experience? Well, I was going to say, we have, if you need some Christmas presents or just some stuff for yourself, we've got some shirts over at Caption Magic Apparel and 1901 Candle Company. We've got some scents. We've got a couple of Christmas scents that you can get, Christmas on Main Street. And then we have Santa's Workshop. And basically, it smells what I would imagine Santa's office smells like.
Santa's office.
Yeah, warm and jolly. And all right. You can... give kids presents if you choose to. And we have going on right now, you got 10% off right now in the shop. If you head on over to cteamshirts.com, that's on candles and shirts. And so, yeah, if you've got Christmas presents or just some stuff for yourself, you can get those in quicker. The quicker, the sooner, or the quicker, the better we can get them out to you because we don't know about shipping delays, all of that. But again, head over to cteamshirts.com. And there will be a promo code. I believe the promo code is Christmas for 10% off. So it'll say it on the page when you get there. But yeah, go check it out. CTMshirts.com. Be sure to follow us on social media. We're at CaptainMagic on Instagram, at CaptureTheMagic on TikTok. And we have Capture Magic Facebook community. Go check us out there. Go join there if you want to join a cool Facebook group. And again, if you want to join Club 32, head over to CTMVIP.com. And you can join there. And I think that'll do it for the show. So thank you, everybody, for listening and or watching. And thank you, Jamie, for joining. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.